Hello, and welcome to EVI Industries' earnings call for the second quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30, 2025. I am Henry Nahmad, Chairman and CEO of EVI. Before we proceed, we would like to disclose our cautionary statement. This earnings call contains forward-looking statements as defined by SEC rules and regulations. Forward-looking statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, including those set forth in our earnings press release issued today and in our SEC filings, including the risk factor section of our annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2024. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed in or implied by the forward-looking statements. This call also includes a discussion of adjusted EBITDA, which is a non-GAAP financial measure that the company believes is useful in evaluating performance. Please refer to our earnings press release issued today for additional information regarding adjusted EBITDA, including the definition of adjusted EBITDA and a reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA to net income, the most comparable GAAP financial measure. Before we get started, I want to share my appreciation to the over 800 valued employees that make up EVI today. Our people are the most valuable asset we have, and without their devotion to our company, our mission, and the thousands of customers we serve, the consistent progress we have made towards achieving our long-term growth goals would not be possible. Today, I'll summarize our operating results for the second quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30, 2025, and I'll share our progress in connection with our long-term goals. As I have shared time and again, EVI invests and manages with a long-term perspective. In 2016, we commenced the execution of a long-term growth strategy to build the undisputed leader in and around the commercial laundry industry, and in doing so, produce attractive returns for its shareholders over the long term. Since 2016, we have established EVI as a leader in the highly fragmented North American commercial laundry distribution and service industry. The company has grown from one business operating from a single location in the state of Florida with 31 employees, including 10 sales personnel and 4 service personnel, to 30 businesses employing over 800 people, including over 190 sales-focused personnel and over 425 service-focused personnel, each contributing to the company's long-term goals. Since 2016, the thoughtful execution of our long-term growth strategy has resulted in a compounded annual growth rate in revenue, net income, and adjusted EBITDA of 31%, 19%, and 28%, respectively. The second quarter of fiscal 25 is highlighted by three-month records for revenue of $93 million and gross profit of $28 million, and six-month records for revenues of $186 million, gross profit of $56 million, gross margin of 30%, and adjusted EBITDA of $12.7 million. During the six-month period ended December 31, 2024, we also completed two acquisitions, adding sales and service expertise to the company's Southeast region. We continued the implementation of new field service technologies across certain regional operations, which is now deployed to over 70% of the company. We surpassed important milestones in development of the company's e-commerce platform. We had new confirmed customer sales order contracts in excess of the value of those fulfilled during the period, and we paid a special cash dividend of $4.6 million, the largest dividend in EVI's history. It is also worth highlighting that a third acquisition was consummated shortly following the completion of the second fiscal quarter, and that acquisition represents EVI's first in the Midwest region of the United States. All of this was achieved, all while we continued to make investments and in certain cases, increased investments across our business in the pursuit of our long-term growth goals. And now my commentary on operating results for the 3 and 6 month periods ended December 31 of 2024. EVI's revenue for the 3 month period increased 1% to a record $93 million, and revenue for the 6 month period increased 4% to a record $186 million, in each case versus the same period of the prior year. The modest increases in revenue during the 3 and 6 month periods is primarily attributed to the irregular cadence of industrial revenue and delays in the completion of certain large industrial sales order contracts. While the company generates a recurring base of industrial business, the timing of revenue related to industrial projects is subject to longer sales cycles and complex installations that from time to time are uneven as compared to revenue derived from other commercial laundry categories. Record revenues for the quarter were achieved notwithstanding the fact that during the second quarter, only one customer was invoiced for an amount in excess of $1 million, as compared to 5 in the same period of the prior year. Ultimately, these results demonstrate the incremental positive impact derived from our investment in additional sales professionals and service technicians, which are core to our long-term market share strategy. Looking forward, we expect to benefit from the completion of confirmed customer sales order contracts across the industrial, on-premise, and vended laundry categories, which together contribute to our over $100 million equipment sales backlog. During the 3 and 6 month periods ended December 31, the company set records for gross profit at $28 million and $56 million, respectively, and set a gross margin record for the 6 month period at 30%. These gains reflect, in part, a slight shift in mix to higher margin parts and services, as well as the benefit derived from solution selling, which, as an example, has resulted in new sales of machinery aimed to lower the operating cost of commercial laundry by automating historically labor-intensive tasks and new sales in consumables. The variability in the timing of sales across certain laundry categories will from time to time impact the amount of operating leverage achieved on a quarter-by-quarter basis, but this does not discourage our continued investment in the execution of our long-term buy-and-build growth strategy. Our investments in scalable technologies and investments in additional businesses remain central to the execution of this growth strategy. Specifically, the build component principally focuses on encouraging growth at our acquired businesses by adding product lines, growing our sales teams, expanding installation and service operations, investing in scalable technologies, and promoting the exchange of ideas and business concepts between the management teams of our businesses. On technology investments, in 2020, we commenced a comprehensive technology initiative to transform EVI into a modern, data-driven company. Since that time, our technology group has grown significantly, and various third-party technology professionals have been retained. This growing team is leading efforts to consolidate business units into end-state enterprise resource planning systems, enriching numerous data sets, building master databases, and configuring and implementing multiple softwares, including our field service technologies and future e-commerce platform. These technology initiatives were undertaken with a goal to accelerate sales and profit growth, increase the speed, convenience, and efficiency in serving customers, extending our reach into new geographies and sales channels, and create scalable operating processes. While the aggregate cost and expense associated with these and other modernization initiatives adversely impacts our financial performance in the near term, we believe these technological capabilities will be a catalyst to achieving our long-term growth and profitability goals. From a financial strength and liquidity perspective, during the six-month period ended December 31, operating activities provided cash of $2.2 million compared to $10.9 million of cash provided by operating activities during the 6 months ended December 31 of 23. This $8.7 million decrease in cash provided by operating activities was primarily attributable to changes in working capital, partially offset by an increase in net income. Given our growth and profitability prospects, solid cash flows, and strong balance sheet with over $100 million of available liquidity, on September 11th of 24, the Board of Directors declared a special cash dividend on the company's common stock of 31 cents per share, a 10% increase over the special cash dividend declared on October of 23. The special cash dividend was paid to stockholders on October 7th of 24. As a result of these investments in working capital, the cash paid in connection with business acquisitions consummated during the six-month period, and payment of the special cash dividend, the company's net debt increased from $8.3 million on June 30 of 24 to $24 million at December 31. On acquisitions, during the six-month period ended December 31st, the company completed the acquisition of two commercial laundry distributors and service providers, Lakeland, Florida-based Laundry Pro of Florida and Jeffersonville, Indiana-based Odell Equipment and Supply. Shortly after the period end, the company executed a third purchase agreement to acquire Huntley, Illinois-based Hages Machinery, the company's first acquisition in the Midwest region of the United States. With each acquisition, we added similar distribution and service businesses comprised of experienced sales and service professionals with a loyal customer base in geographic areas where the company believes there are market share gain opportunities. A cornerstone of our long-term growth strategy is the acquisition of long-standing, often family-owned businesses. Since 2016, we have acquired 28 businesses. Our strategy includes the preservation of the people, unique culture, and legacies of the acquired businesses, with a goal of forming the single largest, most cohesive, and entrepreneurial organization in the North American commercial laundry distribution and service industry. Given our success, we believe that our entrepreneurial culture, growing technology advantage, strong financial position, and other unique factors provide an attractive home for great businesses, and we are actively pursuing opportunities that meet our financial, strategic, and cultural criteria. It is important to remember that our acquisitions have been internally sourced, negotiated, diligenced, executed, and integrated by our team that has been working together in Miami, Florida for over 7 years. Our team has a profound appreciation for the sensitive process a family undertakes when contemplating the divestiture of a family-owned business. We exercise flexibility and consideration throughout the buying process and have a tremendous reputation in our industry given our record of successful acquisitions. Considering our growth record and reputation, we continue to actively pursue many acquisitions and strategic transactions and opportunities in the commercial laundry industry and related industries. In summary, I've said time and again that we will be aggressive in the pursuit of long-term growth, yet conservative in the way we finance our growth so that we're able to execute on buy and build opportunities at any time. Today, EVI is a fundamentally solid business that under our continuous leadership has demonstrated consistent growth over many years. We believe that we are well positioned for continued growth and intend to continue executing on our long-term growth strategy. This concludes my comments related to the second quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30 of 25. As always, I want to thank our valued employees, our loyal suppliers and customers, and our shareholders for your support and participation in EVI. Until next time, be well.